And welcome to another episode of Peak Performance Radio. I am your host, Ryan C. Green, the Passionpreneur, and we are talking today to Miss Denise Young of Wealth Destination. We'll talk about Wealth Destination. G3 Wealth.
Get it, grow it, guard it.
All right.
It's like G to the third power.
G to the third power. I'm excited because we're going to talk to your experience. You have a wonderful story. Mm. One of my mentors used to work with as well.
Oh, yeah.
But we want to go ahead and we're going to talk about the new mission that you're on, your wealth destination, the blueprint for an abundant life. And we're going to talk about the secret principles to wealthy living. So that's what we're here to talk about today. But before we really jump into it, tell us, you know, who are you reaching? Who needs to listen and pay attention today to this conversation about building their blueprint for an abundant life?
Well, I'm reaching everybody who has a dream or a vision. There are two kinds of people out there, Ryan. There's people who are wishing for wealth, and then there are people who have actually chosen wealth. And we want to actually reach both of them, but mostly the people who are just wishing, hoping, because wishing, hoping, dreaming, it just doesn't make it so. Mm-hmm. Unless you take the actions that are required on a consistent and regular basis, then, and unless you have a strategic plan, then it's just a dream. It's just a vision. And the last time I looked, you can't pay your bills with a dream or a vision. You
can't
say, well, you know, Mr. Bill Collector, I got this dream and this vision. And he's going to say, oh, cool. You know, that'll do it.
Right.
But the idea is that anybody who is having trouble choosing wealth for themselves. And what I mean by that is a lot of times we set things in motion and we think, for example, I mean, I've done this myself. You know, even with my background, even with how focused I am on finances, and my educational background is in finance and accounting and numbers, and I know how money works. But I still found myself early on putting things in place that I'm saying, okay, I'm going to secure my future. But at some point, you know, I needed a new car. So I just think I'll dig into my 401k or my KEO account or whatever it is I set aside and find myself back at square one.
Wow.
Has anybody out there ever done that?
Absolutely.
You started on a path and you think you've chosen wealth, but once again, that's a sign of just wishing and not choosing.
And we're talking about abundant wealth today. You know, and people use words and you just kind of gloss over them. I want to really get into what does abundant wealth mean when you speak about it?
Well, they're kind of two separate concepts. They definitely work together. But when I talk about abundance, I'm thinking of a state of mind that looks at the world around them, especially in the country that we live in and other countries around the world, where even though we might think things are scarce and there's just not enough, we hear so much about the 1% and how they own all, you know, some major percentage of the wealth in the world. And we think in our minds that there's not enough. And we help people to understand that there's enough. There's enough to go around. You just have to know how to get your portion of it, how to get your share, your piece of the pie.
Right.
So when you think of abundance and you're living an abundant life, you're not living a life of scarcity where there's never enough of this, or I never have enough. I never have enough resources, never have enough contacts, never have enough education, and certainly never have enough money. And we help you to see how, yes, you do, because you can start today from where you are and you can build wealth for you and your family.
That's awesome. Now, why do you think that's so important? Why should people even strive to have abundant wealth? Because some people will say, you know what, I'm comfortable. Or,
yes,
you know what, money isn't everything.
Yes.
You know, these are all sayings that you'll hear someone to give themselves an excuse to stay where they are. So why do you feel like, you know, this mission is worth even going fighting for, and why people should really look at having abundant wealth seriously?
Well, you know, it's like my buddy Les Brown says, my mentor and friend, he says, you know, everybody says that money isn't everything, but it's right up there with oxygen. What he's saying is that there's not a whole lot you can do without money. And a lot of us have really big dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And most of those dreams are going to require you to have substantial finances,
right,
or at least access to funds. And so we help people to understand not only is even if you don't have big dreams about being able to, you know, live in a great big mansion with servants or have private jets or a yacht or something like that, even if you don't have those kinds of dreams, there's going to come a time when you're going to need money just so you can show up for your family, for yourself, for your business. And just so you can fulfill some of those dreams that you have and that you've been nurturing from day to day. You know, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about that later, but just ask the people who were caught up in Katrina back in 2005. A lot of those people, they didn't not leave Louisiana or not leave New Orleans because they were just being, you know, contrary or belligerent mm-hmm. and just not following the edict that was put out at the time. A lot of them, and I know because I talked to them personally, didn't leave because they didn't have the resources to leave. They didn't have the resources to grab their family, put them in the car or put them on a plane and take them to higher ground and preserve their lives.
So you may hoping and wanting and wishing and even knowing that they had to do better. That didn't get them there. That didn't get them what they needed. And you know, it's so important because, you know, I mean, Katrina was such a tragic situation. But, you know, we all have seen all kinds of situations since then where people who,
all kinds.
You know, that you need money. You know, it's demonized so much.
Yeah, well, even the Bible that people think says money is the root of all evil. No, it says the lust thereof.
My Bible doesn't say that.
And my Bible says that money answereth all things.
Right.
All things. And there's no hesitation in that scripture. It's saying, hey, if you want to have a party, get some wine. If you want to have merriment, you know, do whatever. But and then it says right at the end of that verse, it says, but money answereth all things. Mm-hmm. In other words, whatever you want to do, you can do it if you got some money.
Right. That's it. Much rather have it and not need it.
And here's the concept. And here's the concept, Ryan, is that when you look at wealth as a term, wealth, first of all, it means different things to different people. And secondly, there are many components to wealth. Mm-hmm. I mean, how many of us know somebody who has so much money, but they're sick mm-hmm. and they're always in and out of hospitals. You know, they sacrifice their health to get the wealth. I worked at a CPA firm when I first graduated from college and moved into one of the big eight CPA firms, now the big four, of course. And I had a conversation with one of the partners. And he told me, he said, you know, Denise, I made partner at 30. I was the youngest person ever to make partner in this office. I said, really? And then he kind of leaned in and in kind of a less loud and braggadocious voice, he said, but I got my pacemaker at 29. So it's like, Wow. Yeah. And it makes you look at it and say, okay, what does wealth really mean? It doesn't just mean having a lot of money or all the money you need to do the things you want to do when you want to do them. Mm-hmm. But it means having peace of mind, having your health, having good relationships with your family, having spiritual relationship with your God. It's all encompassing. And that's what in G3, we like to take a holistic approach to helping people get to. That's what we call it, a life of abundance and wealth.
All right. We want to talk about go through some of your 10 keys to determine as if you wished or chose health.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to, so I get it now. So we're going to go through some of those keys and kind of walk through and let you expound on some of them. And number one, we're going to start right here with regularly save $50 per week. Why is it so hard for people to save money?
It is hard. I don't know. But you know why it's hard? It's because we live in a society that promotes consumption.
Mm-hmm.
Everything you look at is say buy this, buy that. Everything that every advertisement is designed so that you'll make that impulse buy. When you go to the supermarket, the way the supermarket is set up, you see as you're going through the aisle about to pay for your groceries, there's all kind of things set just buy mm-hmm. me. And I don't cost that much. I only cost a dollar extra here, a dollar extra there, you know. And we don't really think about it because they're there to create the impulse buy. While I'm here, oh, I might as well grab a Kit Kat, you know. Oh, I might as well grab some Cracker Jacks or whatever it is. So the society is set up like that. Whatever they could do to get that last dollar out of your pocket, then that's what they're going to do. And that's why it's difficult. That $50, if you really look at your finances and how you spend money, you'll see that it's really kind of easy mm-hmm. to not spend that $50. If you gave up, for example, let's say your mocha frappuccino latte soy half walking calf, half decaf, whatever, with a shot of espresso, that's going to cost you $5 or $6 a day.
Right.
Then let's say you did that every day on the day to, on the way to work. That's 20 days a week, $5. That's $100 right there.
Right. Yeah.
If you only did that half the time, every other day, you could take $50 a month, put it into your account, and that would grow and grow. And because of the magic of compound interest, after 30 years or 40 years, you'll be well over a couple hundred thousand dollars just from skipping a cup of coffee.
Wow. Now, would you recommend, people who that would take the money out their account and put it in a savings account themselves? Some people recommend having those canisters or whatever. Some people have an automatic withdrawal. What would be your advice? Was take it so you never see it, or you're trying to save that money, at least you're trying to get started. What do you think is the best way to go about it?
Well, one of the assessment statements or questions is, that I have everything done automatically. And, David Bach, he wrote a book called The Automatic Millionaire.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I'm a great proponent of automating everything. As much as you can get to come out, it's like an out of sight, out of mind
exactly.
thing. It's
right.
like, if I don't see it, I'm not going to miss it,
Mm-hmm.
So have it taken out. So many people, this is easy for people who, that have jobs. The jobs they work on every day, most of them, or a lot of them, I should say, not most of them necessarily, especially in this day and age, but most of them, a lot of them are going to have 401ks, which is a retirement savings.
Right.
And a lot of them are going to have matching. Do you know when your employer matches your 401k, that's free money?
Right.
It's like not like you have to do extra work. All you have to do is say, okay, I'm going to save enough money to get him to put in his 6% or whatever it is that the company matches. So if you can get that and you get that automated, it's just like when they take out FICA.
Right.
And people look at, they don't even think about FICA anymore because it's just automatic and, it's just not there. So, but they're building up their bucket of wealth. They're building on that every payday,
right.
And it's being done automatic. So that's clearly the way to go. I mean, people used to do that. They would go and take their money and if they wanted to get on a track to wealth, they'd take that $5, that $10 every day, walk down to the bank, mm-hmm. stand in line, make that deposit, get the little stamp in their deposit book. We're beyond that now.
Yeah, because you got too many things saying bye me on the way to the bank.
That's exactly right. So if you don't need to make that walk, then don't challenge yourself.
One other thing you talk about is having a written budget, sticking to it and reviewing it each month. I think a lot of people overlook this. Like they know what they spend.
Yes.
Well, they know what they pay. They know what bills they have to pay.
Yes.
But not where they're spending their money. And talk about what's that? Making payments versus having that budget.
Yes.
And
well,
it.
A lot of people, consider the word budget the B word. It's like at any time you say the blank word, like the B word, it's denoted to be something bad.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to deal with a budget. But a budget is like a guide and is designed for you to keep track of what it is you're spending. And if you don't have a budget, then you're likely to overspend because, like we said before, everything is clamoring for your dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you look up, there's something else that's happening and asking you to spend the money. So having a budget is just another control to make sure you stay in control, to make sure you stay on the path to wealth. And those who have chosen wealth, you'll know the difference between whether you wish for wealth and whether you've chosen wealth. Because people who's chosen wealth, that's part of the process. They create a budget, they write it down, and they check it to make sure that they're staying close to it.
I like you going back to that because a lot of people will say, and it's not just wealth. I mean, there's so many things in life. People
yes.
will tell you all their big dreams, everything mm-hmm. that they want. And he asked him, okay, well, what are you doing to get it? And I don't know where they expected to come from, how they expected to happen. But when you ask them, what are you doing to get there?
Right.
They have nothing. Like, yes. It's just, you know, when my ship comes in.
Yes.
And they don't even live near water.
Is that right? So where is the ship supposed to come from? I think so. The best that it might read the story of how God rained down manna from on high so the people could eat. Well, news flashed. I haven't seen any manna falling from the sky recently. So we need to get on it and make it happen, because that's the only way things are going to happen. If we take the initiative, be responsible, make the commitment, and make it happen.
Absolutely. One more of the keys we'll talk about is that you had asked the question of all your assets protected.
Mm-hmm.
Folks don't like to talk about insurance, especially life insurance.
No.
When it comes to death.
No.
People don't like to make wills.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know if people feel like you say the word death, they're going to automatically die tomorrow. I don't understand. If you feel that, then you really need to go ahead and get that so you can
protect. Well, the hard part is they could. So
right, I'm saying, if you really think just saying the word is going to kill you, then we need to go get this will done.
Right.
So talk about maybe some ways people are missing, or maybe they know they're just ignoring how they can protect assets and what's out there.
Yes, there are so many ways that so many things you need to put in place to make sure that your assets are protected. You mentioned insurance, you mentioned the will. And first of all, one of the things we need to do is just scam-proof our assets.
Mm.
You know, because there are a lot of people who were on the list of a certain person called Bernie Madoff,
mm-hmm.
and he basically made off with all those people's money. And it's funny that he had that name.
Wow, how ironic.
You know, but yeah, exactly. But the idea is that protecting your wealth, it's going to take many forms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people had their wealth invested with Bear Stearns and other companies who lost everything.
Mm-hmm.
And when you make investments and you have an investment account, then those things are not protected. There's no FDIC that's going to come and bail you out.
Right.
You know, so when we talk about protecting people's assets, then that is a case-by-case basis, because we want to know exactly what you need. We're going to help you determine exactly what you need to put in place to protect what you've already accumulated. Because some people have followed some of these things. They're answering yes and giving themselves tens on some of these keys. But when they get down to whether they have it protected, then they have to pump the brakes, because they understand, wait a minute, I think I have some exposure here.
Mm-hmm.
And real financial independence or financial security means not just having a lot of money, not just accumulating a lot of money, but having the peace of mind that comes with knowing that you've protected your assets.
Right.
You basically built a fortress around it. And you have, there are ways that you can use the money that you've accumulated to get guaranteed income.
Mm.
And guaranteed that the principal or the base amount that you save will not be touched.
Right.
And that's where we want to get everybody to.
Absolutely. We have a little time. We're going to get into some of the secret principles to wealthy living.
Yes.
So we'll talk about a couple of those before we run out of time. The first principle listed is belief. You have to believe. So talk to us about why belief is so important when you're talking about wealthy living.
Well, you know what? What we found out in dealing with so many people all across the country is that people don't think that they deserve to live this life. They think it's for somebody else for some reason. And I always ask the question, well, if not you, who?
Mm-hmm.
Who in the world deserves all of the money that they have? Who in the world deserves their share in the pie of the pie if you don't?
Right.
And I declare that everybody deserves it just from being here. You know, you go out, you work, you have a family, you want to support them. But if you don't believe it for yourself, even with working with Les, I'm going to tell you, he told me this story once. He said, you know, Denise, I've made over $50 million speaking around the world.
Wow.
And he said, and the hardest part about making that $50 million was believing it was possible for me.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what he said, and this is what I want people to do, because I believe that you deserve it. And he said that sometimes you have to latch on to somebody else's belief in you until your belief kicks in. So I'm inviting everybody to latch on to my belief, because I understand and know that there is nobody more deserving than you for a life of wealth and abundance.
Absolutely. Powerful words there. Powerful words. And then choice. We've talked a lot about choice and asked the question of, are you wishing or are you choosing well? So talk to us and close us out on choice and how that plays a role.
Okay. Here's the thing. When you are wishing and hoping for wealth, then you'll find yourself stopping and starting and stopping and starting. And in some cases, never really getting started at all. Mm-hmm. But when you've chosen, that means that you're going to find a way to make it work. You're going to find a way to put things in order, and you're going to find the right team to work with. You're going to find the right steps to take, the right investment vehicles, and the right protections. And that's what G3 Wealth is about. G3, get it, grow it, guard it. We help people to step into that kind of wealth, that kind of abundance, and to put their strategic plan in place so that they can then make the steps that they need to do and do it on a consistent basis, thus proving to themselves and everybody else that I have chosen wealth, because it's the actions that you take consistently and regularly that'll determine whether you live a life of wealth and abundance or you just live the life of somebody who's wishing for wealth.
That's Denise Young, everyone, with www.g3wealth.com. Yes. That's g3wealth.com. What is it? Get it?
Get it, grow it, guard it. And we're going to invite everybody, in fact, on this podcast to go ahead. I like to receive gifts, and I'm going to invite you I want to give you a gift. So I want you to text the word wealth to, let me see if I can remember this number, 773-897-0101. Again, that's 773-897-0101. Text the word wealth, WEALTH, and we're going to send you a free gift.
Absolutely. Okay. Everyone loves free.
All right.
So thank you so much for coming. It was a pleasure having you.
Thank you very much. Right. It's good to be here, Ryan.
Great. This is Ryan C. Green. Talk to you soon.